Today's daf is Memeches. We got to the bottom of Memezayin Amud Beis at two dots. The first wide line down, the Gemara quotes from the above Brisa, Echad Ger Echad Eved Meshuchar, that there is some equation between a Ger and an Eved Meshuchar. Again, the Eved was Eved Kanani was owned by a Jew, and then he became free, so and he becomes Jewish at that point, he becomes a Ger as well.
Are the Eved for a Jew called Eved Kanani?
Yeah. So anyways, if he's owned by a guy, he's just called an Eved. It might also be an Eved Kanani, but not that many halachas when an Eved's owned by a non-Jew. That really doesn't really affect us so much. So the Gemara says now, Kasaka Daitach, the Havamin is, what does it mean that they're equal, Ger is equal to Eved Meshuchar? The Gemara thinks, Kasaka Daitach, Lekabe Olav Ol Mitzos, that both parties, both a Ger, who's coming from being a guy to a Jew now, and also an Eved, who's becoming free to be Ger, they both require Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. The Gemara challenges this and says, Urminu, Bamed Ramurim Beger, when is this true that you have to do Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos? Is talking about, it's referring to a Ger, says the Tanakhama. Aval Be'eved Meshuchar Ein Tzarech Lekabel, but by an Eved Meshuchar who becomes Jewish does not need to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvos. So that's clearly against the Brisa above. So Amar of Sheshes Lo Kasha, Har Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Har Rabbanan. It's not a problem. They're two different authors. Our author earlier was one, and the author of this, Urminu, is a different person, Tanya, the Brisa tells us, regarding Eisha Shifas Toar. Eisha Shifas Toar is a woman who was held, a non-Jewish woman, who during war was taken captive, and then one of the soldiers wanted to marry her. So there's a whole Parshas Kitete tells us what to do. So Gemara quotes from the Pasuk, Uvachsa Esavia Vesima, and she cries for a number of days over her mother or father, and a whole series of her nails and her hair. So, b'medramurim, what is this referring to? Shelo kibla aleha. Aval kibla aleha matbila umutibo miyad. So, what does this mean? So, if you look at Rashi, shelo kibla aleha lizgayer. The only time we go through this whole process with her of having her shave her hair or grow her nails long, and she sits availus for parents, is only when she's not willing to accept the mitzvah, not willing to be megayer. But if she's willing to, we matbil her right away.
And mitzvot because he was a mekabel when he was first tovel.
Correct.
He became
right. Exactly. So then Rashi says, Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Afal pi shelo kibla leha, even if she didn't accept it, kofa umatbila l'shem shivchus, we're matbila to be a shivcha, and then choz matbila l'shem shichur, and then we're matbila once again to become a shichur, umeshacha umutter. Ba miyad. So what happens is we have to kind of circumvent this. That Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that we don't have to. Let's look at Rashi here for a second. See Rashi. Bottom line: Kofa matbila l'shem shifchos. Dechol tefilos avadim al karchan. Hey, we always force it against them. U'mishachar matbila l'shem shichur ba karcha. So what's happening is as follows. Let's say she's not willing to. If she's willing to, actually, one more Rashi. Let's do the next page. Rashi on top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. What happens is as follows. If this Eishes Shifas Torah refuses to become Jewish, so according to the Tanakhama, you have to do this whole process of Bachas Saviyah Vesima, grow her hair long. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, what you do is you take her, you dunk her l'shem shivcha. She becomes a shivcha automatically. And then when she's a shivcha, then you dunk her again l'shem shichur. And never did we mention you need her when she's a shivcha to have to be mekabel ol mitzvos. So you see, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says a shivcha or an eved who becomes a ger doesn't require kabbalas ol mitzvos. But according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar Rabbanam, who's not even talking about, there's no process here discussing becoming an eved and then not becoming eved, for him, it's very possible that an Eved does require Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. So that's the machlokas presented by the Brisa, and that's how we deal with the steer in the Brisas earlier.
Sounds like ISIS.
So then the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. Rava says, my time is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Why does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hold what he holds? The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk, nothing to do with Eved Shivcha, not about the story of Eishes Shivas Torah, but it's Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef, says the Pasuk. So this is talking about if a person is bring a Karban Pesach, and he has to have every single Eved that he owned has to have a Bris Milah. Then he's allowed to eat. But if he doesn't have Bris Milah, then the master, I think, is the master cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Okay. So in that context, we say, Eved, what do you mean Eved Ish? Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. So the Gemara says, Eved Ish, beloved Isha. So only if a man has an Eved, requires a Milah. But if a woman has an Eved, she doesn't require a Milah. That doesn't make sense. Of course she requires a Milah. If the Eved's owned by a woman, would also require a Milah. And would be Ma'akiv, the Karban Pesach. Ella, Eved Ish, what's the Diyuk? Eved Ish Atamal Bal Karcho, Via Tamal Ben Ish Bal Karcho. That when only a man who's an Eved do give him Bris Milah against his will, but a Ben Ish, but the son of an Eved, you do not give a Milah Bal Karcho. It's a little bit confusing as to what's going on here. So look at Rashi. Rashi said, Eved Ish velo Eved Isha, Bitmiya, V'isha Shekansa Vadim velo Malu, Milo Have Kishar Vadim. If a woman owns an Eved and he doesn't get a Milah, it's different than other avadim? Certainly not. Alakarcha chayisha is referring to aovid kochavim shemachukai. It's referring to a goy that sold the eved. Ulamute ben ish to exclude the son of a man. V'hachi kamar. Eved shalakacht lakacht min haovid kochavim atamal bal karcha shel eved. If you buy a eved from a goy, you give him a bris milah against his will. V'yatamal ben ovid kochavim ba'alma delav eved bal karcha. But just a stam ben eved, a stam ben ovi kacham rather, a stam goy who's not an eved, you cannot give him bris milah bal karcho. Umidikas rachmana ish kra yisera muti ben ish. The fact that we have ish to exclude a ben ish, shmamina umalsa oso bal karcho mashmi. You're allowed to do it against his will. Di medaita if it's willingly hecham imayil ben ish veilok siv ish hamina hay eved lav muti ben asa elahi gufa itzrech lashminin demilas avdan makba bepesach. Okay, a little bit confusing here. So again, we're trying to prove for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, how do we know that Eved does not require a Kabbalah Sol Mitzos? We have the fact that we say an Eved Ish.
After his Mishukal.
Exactly. So so how do we know that? From the fact that Eved Ish, in Eved Ish, you're allowed to Mal Bar Karcho, you could make him a Ger without him accepting Mitzos. That's the Diak. Now, it's a very confusing Diak in the Gemara. And then Rabbanan come along and learn differently. Amar Ula. Kishem Shieta Mal Ben Ish Bal Karcho, just like you can't take a guy and force him to become Jewish, Kach Yeta Mal Eved Ish Bal Karcho, so too you can't take a Eved who's a Bal Karcho, and he has to have a Kabbalah's Al Mitzvos. So, Vel, if that's the case, if we're going to argue, Haksiv Kol Eved Ish, doesn't the word Eved Ish come to exclude some case? What's the scenario that's coming to exclude? Hahumi Baile, it's necessary for the following. Licha de Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Hamafkir Avdo, this is also going to be very confusing. Someone who owns an Eved, and then he decides to be mafkir his Eved, so he does not require get shechur. Now, normally speaking, that when it comes to freeing an Eved, there are two things that are there. There's kinyan mamon, there's kinyan iser. Kinyan mamon gives you the right to use him as service, and kinyan iser, you own his actual guf. You control him. So normally you need to undo the kinyan mamonus, and through some type of kinyan, let's say, a hefker, for example, you have to mafkir, and then lechora, you would require also a get shechor to end the kinyan guf relationship. Just like when a woman, a husband, and woman are married, there's a kinyan guf, there's an ownership there, you end it with a get, so to buy an eved, you need to end it with a get shechor. So you, normally speaking, you need two elements. You need to end the mamonous part of things, and you need to end the kinyan iser, it's called, or kinyan guf. So Shmuel says, if a person's mafkir is avdo, though, he doesn't require get shechor. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. What's the diuk? Eved Ish, beloved Isha, is that coming to tell me only an Eved of a man, but not an Eved of a woman? We said before that's not true. Ela Eved, what's the diuk? Eved Sheyesh Lover Shus Lerabo Alav Kari Eved. Only an Eved who has whose control has Rishus, that the master's control over him, does he require, is he called an Eved? But she'ain rosh l'rabo alav ain kari eved. If he has no, if he's not owned by the baal, then he's not called an eved. So what he's saying is as follows: that once you're mafkir avdo, meaning you have no longer rishus over the eved, he becomes a non-eved anymore and just free, and there's no need for a get shichur. Being mafkir undermines the entire ownership And that's what's a dik by an eved ish. Has to be your eved. But if you can't use him anymore, if you're mafkir him, you can't use him for his services, so mimele he's not an eved, and there's no need for a get shechur. Okay, again, very, very confusing. So the Gemara asks now, maskevla Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks, Emer dishmas leder banon bifas tar. We're going back. What did we try proving before? We wanted to learn from Eishes Yefas Toar that just like by Eishes Yefas Toar, the Rabbanan would require a Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos, so too by an Eved Kenani, being Meshachar Eved Kenani, would also require a Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos. The Gemara says, is that really true? Eimer Dishmashle the Rabbanan Bifas Toar Delo Shaycha B'Mitzvos. I understand an Eved Shifas Toar, who was previously a complete Goy, she requires Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos to now become Jewish. Aval Eved Dishayach B'Mitzvos, we find all the time the lashon of Dishayach B'Mitzvos, then Eved Kenani who shayach b'mitzvos, who does perform mitzvos while he's under the control of the master, so hachinami dafil rabbanim modi. Even here the rabbanim will agree there's no need for kabbalah mitzvos because he already was doing mitzvos while he was an Eved Kenani. He's going from an Eved Kenani to a Jew. Both places, the only difference is how many mitzvos is he doing. When he was Eved Kenani, he only did the mitzvos that the women would do. La la. Whenever a woman's chayvin, the Eved Kenani's chayvin also. Now that he's becoming completely free, he's chayvin more mitzvahs like a man. But either way, there's generally kabbalah ol mitzvahs. So maybe Rabbanan agree there that there's no need for kabbalah ol mitzvahs from being an Eved Meshachar.
How many mitzvot does Nashim chayavot?
Nashim, I don't know the number.
Maybe three. Chala, Nida, and...
No. Those are three big ones. Those are three big ones that are very unique to them. But all many other ones, the Chayv and Shabbos. Right. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Tanya, goes on to say, the Tanya, Echad ger, v'echad lokeach, oved eved, minahoved kochavim, whether or not you, a person converts, or you buy a guy, an eved from a guy, tzarech lekabel. You have to accept Kabbalah Sa'amitzos. The diak is, though, ha-lokeach mi-Yisrael ain't tzarech lekabel. But if you buy him from Yisrael, meaning he's becoming free, even if you buy him as an Eved, he does not need to make a new Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos when you buy an Eved from your friend, because he already was keeping Mitzvos as being owned by the friend. So who authored this, the Gemara says?
We're trying to translate that into, if he's Meshachar also, he would have to be Kabbalah.
Right, Lechar, exactly. So Mani, who is this? Who authored this Braisa? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He says, even when you buy from a guy, and ever from a guy, even then, you wouldn't require Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos, as we saw earlier, the brides before, when you took the Eishes Yefas Toar, and you dunked it to be a Shichra, and then dunked it to be a Shichra again, Shifcha to Shichra, there's no need for Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos in that whole stage. So when you buy directly from a guy, he wouldn't require Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos. So it must be El Alav Rabbanan. Rabban must be the ones who say that when you do get him from a guy, an Eved from a guy, you do require Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos. Yet the Diyak is only when you buy from a guy do you require Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos. But if you buy from a Jew, you don't require Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos. So Shma Mina deLokeach min Haobi Kachavim Tzarech Lekabel Aval Lokeach Miyisrael Ein Tzarech Lekabel. And we're, as Adam said, we're learning from here. So too, when a person himself owns an Eved Kenani, he goes from being owned by a Jew to being completely free, then he wouldn't require Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos either. Is there Rashi who explains this much clearer than I did? No. Okay, but that's what's going on, I believe. Okay, just one diak here. I think I mentioned this a number of times in the past, but if you look at Rashi for a moment before we get to the answer, see Rashi right around where we are in the Gemara, Aval Eved, Eved Shesha Etzlo Kam Yamin, an Eved who already was with the Jew, owned by a Jew for a number of days, and now he becomes free. He doesn't require Kabbalah Sa'ol Mitzvos, maybe. V'nihag olav mitzvos ha-noheges be'eved mishmas lehu d'tzarech lekabel. So the lashon of niheg is very, very important. He's being noheg mitzvos, not that he's being mekayim mitzvos. Sound like he's just, it's a minhag because he's in the house, and I mentioned this in the past, that the shitas ha-gaonim say that he only keeps mitzvos, but if he runs away, he doesn't need to keep mitzvos anymore because he's not really Jewish. He's just being noheg them in the house of the Baal Bais. I wonder if some are medayik from this Rashi, that it's only a minhag to keep them. I think Rashi, most places seem to imply that it's actually a mitzvah. It's a kim, not simply a nig ba'ama. And take a quick peek in the back. Nothing in the back. Okay, fine. So anyways, the problem is, we say that We're going back to the beginning of the Braisa that says Echad Ger ve'Echad Eved Meshuchar, they're equal. So first we wanted to suggest that they're equal with respect to Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos across the board. We end up bringing a Gemara that says that they're different. The Braisa says they're different, actually. Then Eved Meshuchar does not require Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. And we had a whole problem here, a whole long discussion. We had a Kasha. So now we're left with how do we understand the line of Echad Ger ve'Echad Eved Meshuchar. The Gemara says Ela Kasha Echad Ger ve'Echad Eved Meshuchar. So Gemara says, "Kitanya hi leinin tevila tanya." That brisa Rashi says, "Leinin tevila tanya, sheshneim shavim betevila shetzichel bol kishabon lechlal yisrael gamar." That they both have to go into the mikvah, both a Jew becoming a ger and an eved Kenani becoming an eved becoming a meshuchar now, becoming free. Both them require tevila. Aval leinin Kabbalah Rashi goes on to say, "Lo hushru, they are not equated when it came to accepting mitzvos. The eved ain't tzarech lekabel b'shas tefilas shechur. He does not require kabbalas ol mitzvos, while a ger certainly does. But again, the line was echad ger echad eved meshuchar is referring to tevila." The Gemara now goes on to a discussion about eishes shifas tower. Once we're on the topic, the Gemara quotes the brayse taner rabbanon, "V'galcha es rosha v'asasa es tziparna." We shave her hair, and us as tziparna, we do something to her nails. What do we do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, takutz, we cut her nails very short. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, tagdil, you allow them to grow longer. Interesting machlokas. So Gemara, we normally are taught by Rashi, Al Torah, and that's how we paskin, that we let them grow. But there's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says you're supposed to cut them. So what's this machlokas? So Omer Rabbi Eliezer, nemra asiya barosh, v'nemra asiya b'tziparna. It says asiya by the head. Rashi says, it doesn't really say asiya because it says v'galcha. So Rashi explains asiya barosh. What that means to say is kolomer nemar sham tikun. It says you're supposed to do something, a fix, an action to the hair. Mitzvah barosh dichsev vegalcha. So to the nails, you're supposed to do an action as opposed to letting it grow is a non-action. So you're supposed to do an action to the hair. So you're supposed to do an action, namely cutting the nails. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So v'nemra asiya b'tziparnei malahalan havara afkan havara. So just like the action by Rosh is removing the hair, so to the action by the nails is removing the nails.
But it doesn't say asta itself, Tosha.
No, that's a Rashi's point. Yeah, it you're right. It doesn't say asta, but it says there's a maisa that's done to it.
Yeah,
so
can mean both ways.
No, but letting it grow is a non-action. There's no maisa letting it grow. You don't do anything.
It's an action by not doing that, by letting it grow.
No.
You're causing an action.
No, but you're not doing any action.
But it's automatically an outcome.
No, but you, the person, not doing any action. So he's saying, just like by hair, you're doing action to the woman. Here, also, you're doing action to the nails. So that's why Rabbi Elzar thinks that you cut the nails off. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Ne'emar asiya b'rosh, ne'emar asiya b'tzimradayim. Mala hala nivel, just like by the hair, growing it long makes it look disgusting. Afkan nivel, it's also supposed to be disgusting, meaning letting the nails grow long. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. B'raila divrei Rabbi Eliezer, there's a proof for Rabbi Eliezer. U'mefiboshes ben shol yara lekrasa melech lo asa raglav lo asa sifamo. So Mephiboshes, the son of Shol, went down to greet the king, and lo asa raglav, Rashi says, lo kata tziparnei raglav, didn't cut his toenails, lo asa sifamo, lo galach sear sifamo, didn't cut his mustache, alma asiya, Kari Lavara. We see Lashon Asiya is used for an action. My Asiya Havara means to remove.
No. The opposite.
No, I know. He didn't do the action. Asiya means to do it. He didn't do the action in that particular case. But Asiya means to do an action in general. So My Asiya Havara, Asiya means to remove. Now it's interesting that even though we bring a Rai for Rabbi Eliezer, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, which is interesting. I don't know all the various klalim that we have. Usually passing like Rabbi Kiva. Sometimes I can imagine someone saying, even though it says passing like Rabbi Kiva, when there's a riot brought for Rabbi Eliezer, we would passing over Rabbi Kiva. But okay, the Gemara now says on the bottom, Tanur Rabbanon, Uvachsa es aviya v'esima. The pasuk says when you capture this woman, this Eishes Shifas Tower, she cries over her father, over her mother. So what does it mean over her father, over her mother? You would think it means over her father and her mother. It's like Rabbi Eliezer says, Omer avia avia mamish uima ima mamish. She's really crying over her parents. I guess the idea being that since she's leaving them, so there's some level of avelus that's taking place, which is just a fascinating thing that she's keeping avelus, if it is avelus, before she actually becomes Jewish. But that's a process of leaving her faith and entering tachas kanfei shechina. Rabbi Kiva, yes, aren't you? thought you were going to say something. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Avia Vima Zu Avodas Kochavim. No, it's referencing a Avodah Zarah. V'chein Hu Omer, like the Pasuk says, Omrim Le'etz Aviata, say to the tree that you're my father. So you see, by an Avodah Zarah, that's an Asherah tree, I imagine. So referring to it as a father, as a mother. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says it refers to. She sits 7 days, probably for as a kapara, I imagine, tshuva, over the Avodah Zarah that she had done. Rashi doesn't tell us exactly what the 7 days are. I'm guessing the 7 days are velus, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's 7 days of kapara. Let's take a quick look.
What does it say, 7 days?
The pasuk says, right? Doesn't it say 7 days? That's a year.
We're about to say?
Oh, that's Yerch Yamim. It's 30 days. Okay, we keep Yerch Yamim. So what does Yerch Yamim mean? So Gemara says Yerch Yamim, Yerch Shloshim. Yerch a month means 30. Shloshim Yom. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Tishim Yom, it means 90 days. How? He's darshan's Yerch Shloshim. Then we say Yomim Shloshim, V'Acharkach Shloshim. Right, because the pasuk says, the whole thing is as follows. Uvach says, Aviyah Vesima Yerech Yomim V'Acharkach Tavel V'chule. So he darshans each one separately. Yerech is 30, Yomim is another 30, V'Acharkach is another 30. And then, so we have Machlokas, whether it's 30 days or whether it's 90 days that she does the this process of crying over her parents or over the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara asks, Maskula, Ravina, Ema, maybe you should say, Yerech Shloshim, Yerech means 30, Yomim means Shloshim, another 30, V'Acharkach, Kihani, maybe afterwards do the total of all them, another 60. Take them both together and do another 60. Kasha. Okay. So look at Taptosis for a second. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Aviha. L'misra Kropli. What's this machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva? Either way, she's crying. For 90 days, she just sits there and cries. You can't make her cry, but 30 or 90 days, she just... what's she exactly doing? So the Tosis explains, it's just a machlokas how to understand the psukim, but there's no real nafkamina. But then Tosis says, Inami, maybe there is a nafkamina. Im mesu Aviha v'ima Onisgairu. Let's say her parents died. She's an orphan, or they converted. Then there's no need for her to wait this 30-day or 90-day period because her parents are either not alive or they're converted. There's no crying over your parents. But if you say like Rabbi Akiva, you still require the 30 or 90 days of the Avodah Zarah that she did. For Ivan Pirish, to the Rabbi Akiva, Tzuicha Shetichpor Bavodas Chachavim, she requires this kapar for the Avodas Chachavim, Kodin Teshetivalo, before being with this man. Well, Perusha, according to the Rivan, lo asak Rabbi Akiva, had the kasein leal, but meder amurim shelo kibla aleha. I'm not getting that question exactly, but it seems to be a kasha according to the Rivan. Okay. Now the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanon. Mekaimin avadim sheinen malin divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So let's say you have an eved who's not willing to receive a bris milah. So Rabbi Yishmael thinks you could still hold on to this eved. Rabbi Akiva Omer ein mekaimin. We cannot hold on to the eved. If he's not willing to get a bris milah, we throw him out of the house. So Amar le Rabbi Yishmael harehu Omer. The pasuk says vayinefesh ben avasecha. Right, referring to Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Sheish yomim tasem nasecha uviyom ashvi tishros lemani nuach sherecha," in order that your shore should rest. V'chamorcha v'yinafesh ben amasecha v'ager, the son of your amasecha, in other words, an eved and a ger, should be able to rest. So what's he saying? So how do you have an eved who's in your rishus? When are you ever going to have an eved that you're supposed to rest? If he got a bris milah, he's now considered he has to keep mitzvahs. He's not, although he's an eved kanani, he has to keep mitzvahs like anybody else. You have no obligation to make him rest anymore. Only if it's an Eved who has no Shaychas and Mitzvahs, does it make sense to say, Vayinifash ben Amasecha. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's proof that it's possible to have an Eved who's not a Bris Milah, who does not have a Bris Milah, and an Eved who's not Jewish. So Gemara says, I'll tell you very easy how you could find an Eved who's not Jewish. Amarlei belokech Eved ben Hashmashos lohispik limolo. So you purchase him, Mamash ben Hashmashos on Friday evening, and you don't have time to give him bris milah, so for that Shabbos, he's considered an eved without a bris milah, which you're allowed to keep according to even Rabbi Akiva. And for that Shabbos, you have to let him rest. But Sunday morning, first thing, you would have to give him a bris milah, and you can't keep him otherwise, according to Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, HaKosim Medaber Dechuli Amma Mias. HaKosim Medaber. Okay, so that's the pasuk. So that's what we're referring to. Vayin Afash Ben Amasech is referring to a eved purchased Ben Hashmashos. The Gemara now says the chuli ama mias. Everyone's in agreement though. Vaynafash ben amasecha be'eved arok siv. That's certainly referring to an eved aro. Maybe it really refers to an eved shemal. How do you know it refers to an eved aro? A eved who doesn't have a bris milah, because my mashma, the Tanya. The Brisa says vaynafash ben amasecha be'eved aro hakasam medaber. That's referring to an eved without a bris milah. Ato me beved arel. You're suggesting it refers to an eved arel, but maybe o eno ella beved mahol. Maybe it refers really to an eved mahol, and it still says ben amasecha. Kishu omer lemani nuach avdecha v'amasecha. We have another pasuk that tells us you're supposed to allow the eved to rest and the ama to rest. Kamocha. So just like you, it says. The pasuk says lemani nuach avdecha v'amasecha. Kamocha, just like you. So what do you mean kamocha? Harehu eved mahol. Just like you have a bris milah. So to the eved we're talking about, and that other pasuk is talking about one with a bris milah. So ma ani mekayim vayinafash ben amasecha. So what's that pasuk referring to? Well, it can't be referring to an eved mahol because that's the other pasuk. It must be talking about be'eved ariel. And eved ariel, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva have the machlokas when do you have a case of an eved ariel who's under your rishus. Then the Gemara's medayik. What does it mean v'hagir? The pasuk also told us that leman yenuach shorcha v'chamarecha vayinafash ben amasecha v'hagir. What's v'hagir coming to tell us? Gemara says v'hagir zeh ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? So you look at Rashi towards the top three narrow lines down. Ger toshav, shekiba alav shelo lavod avodas chachavim ve'ochel nevelos. He takes upon himself not to worship avodah zara, not to eat nevelos. It's a special category. He's not a full fledged ger. He's a guy, but he's not a ger tzedek. He's not a ger. He's somewhere in the middle. He's a guy who took upon himself certain things. V'hizira kasav al Shabbos. He's also warned to not keep Shabbos. The mechel es haShabbos oved. Since he took upon himself not to worship Avodah Zara, being Mechal Shabbos is also tantamount to worship Avodah Zara. Now this gets into another issue of the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us a Goy Shavas Chai Misa. So if he's a Goy Shavas Chai Misa, how is he able to keep Shabbos if he's a really a Goy? So we see that Ger Toshav has some different status. There's really there's a Jew, there's a Ger, there's an Eved Kenani, and there's now a Ger Toshav, and then there's a Goy. A Ger Toshav is better than a Goy, but not quite a Ger Tzedek. So he's allowed to keep Shabbos. He has to keep Shabbos, actually. Yeah. Funny. Okay. So the Gemara says, again, a ger zeh, ger toshav. That's a ger toshav who took upon himself not to keep Avodah Zarah. He also cannot mechal Shabbos. So ata omer zeh ger toshav. You're suggesting it's a ger toshav. Oh, eino ela ger tzedek. Maybe it really means a ger tzedek, a full-fledged ger. So Gemara says, "Kushomer v'gercha asher b'sharecha." The other pasuk it says, "Any ger who lives among you, harei zeh ger tzedek." That pasuk refers to a ger tzedek. So ma'ani mekayim hager. The other pasuk that must be referring to zeh ger toshav. Okay, so if you look at Rashi, Tosas right. Look at Tosas v'zeh ger toshav. Tosas writes, "Perish bekuntris." That's Rashi's pshat. The kasha, the imkain, nefishalahu mesheva mitzvos. We have more than seven mitzvos. We're told that a goy only keeps seven mitzvos. Now, keeping Shabbos, that's an eighth mitzvah. We don't find that. Umeseches avodah zarah, mashma d'besheva mitzvos shekibul bnei noach ikru ger toshev. Even though ger toshev is someone else, a ger toshev is someone who keeps the seven mitzvos. One of the seven mitzvos is not doing avodah zarah. It's not a new category. It's a now you have to keep Shabbos. It's just a ben Noach who does what he's supposed to be doing. Ve'od, the beperek arba mitzvos amrina and dovri kochavim sheshavas chai mitzvah. Like we just said, afu b'chol kol shkem b'Shabbos. A goy who keeps makes Sunday his Shabbos, he's chai mitzvah. And certainly when he keeps our Shabbos, there's a whole discussion what the problem is of that. I'll tell you, the Rambam holds that the reason why he can't keep Shabbos is because he creates his own das. He can't make your own religions. So if a person makes his own religion, it's a problem. Rashi and Sanhedrin says it for a different reason. Menucha was reserved only for us. That was a matana. Shabbos was menucha. They can't take our matana. It's like gzela. They're stealing our menucha. Those are two reasons why goyish Shabbos chai misa. Yeah, exactly. That's the Gemara in Beitza they point to, right? And Shabbos also. So the Gemara says further. Tosas rather says more. With perak dalad mechusay kapar. Gemara increases. Kama Rabbi Kiva the ger toshav ein muzar ala Shabbos. Clearly, Rabbi Kiva says he does not have to keep Shabbos. So what pshat here? Tosa says, "V'nir d'hacha ba'osim malacha l'tzarach Yisrael dumyo d'vayinafash ben amasecha." So what's he saying here? What the pasuk is referring to is not that a ger toshav doesn't keep Shabbos, he has to keep Shabbos. What it means is he cannot do any melacha for a Jew. There's a din deraisa. We have in general the iser amila akam. Amila akam is you can't tell a guy to do something for you. That's only an iser derabanan, really. It's only a shvus. But the Tosa is telling us out, if you tell a ger toshav who accepted him upon himself formally, I'm keeping all Shabbos mitzvahs, and then you tell him to do something, that'd be a deraisa violation of this pasuk here. That's what he's saying. But not that the a ger toshav is chayv to keep Shabbos by himself. That's certainly not true, says Tosfos. Okay, it becomes a very interesting discussion. Okay. Fight in the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halokech eved mina ovid kochavim, a person who buys an eved from a goy, v'lorot to lamul, and he refuses to get a bris milah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds, megal gal imo ad yud beis chodesh, and then you try to deal with him over 12 months, trying to convince him and see how things play out. Lomal, after 12 months, he doesn't want to get a bris milah. Chozer mocho lovid kochavim, you go ahead and sell him back to a goy. You give him 12 months of figuring things out, what he wants to do. So Amir Rabbanan Kami de Rapapa, the Talmidim said to Rapapa, come on, who does this hold like? The lo Rabbi Kiva, it's not like Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Shubin Levi was an Amora. He wanted to know who he held like, which Tana did he hold like? So they said he does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. Why? The Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ha'amar Ein Mekayim, he holds you cannot hold on to an Eved. So how are you able to hold on to him for 12 months so that he must be holding like Rabbi Yishmo? Gemara says, Amar Rapapa responds back to the Talmidim, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Kiva. No, even Rabbi Kiva could be, Rabbi Shul ben Levi could even be going according to Rabbi Kiva. Because, honey, Mila Hecha de la Paschala Milsa. Aval Hecha de Paschala Milsa, Pascha. Maybe it's only true, Rashi explains, Hecha de la Paschala Milsa, de lo Kiba Meolam, the sky of la Paschala Migusa. That only true when he said, I'm not going to be a Jew. So then Rabbi Kiva says, you get rid of him right away. But then Rashi says, Aval Hecha de Paschala Milsa, meaning, when you initially bought the Eved, he said, you know, I'm willing to become a ger, but then he retracted. So then, even Rabbi Kiva will allow for Megalgalin, Shema Yachsu Yisratza, you'll allow him for the next 12 months. Maybe he'll be convinced and be turned on by seeing all the mitzvahs and kedushas taking place in the Jewish home. Maybe he'll be convinced. So even Rabbi Kiva will agree, 12 months we allow him. There's another Lishon Achrin, we won't read that in Rashi, though, now. Then the Gemara says, Amar of Kahana, our Mishla Shmaisa Kamed Rav Zvid. He said this in front of Rav Zvid, who came from Naharda. Amali, Ihachi, he said to me, if that's the case, Ki Amar Le Rabbi Kiva, Belokech, Ever Ben Ashmashos. So we had the question above. That what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Vayinafesh Ben Amasecha? So Rabbi Kiva said, when's the case that you have an Eved Ariel? When could you ever have a case of Eved Ariel? Rabbi Kiva never allows you to have an Eved Ariel. He says you have to get rid of him, Ein Mekayimim. So we have to think of this very strange case where you bought a mamish bin ashmashos where you had to stay in Eved Ariel during Shabbos. So now I've got a better answer. Lishnei leha. Now that Rabbi Kiva says you could hold on to such an Eved for 12 months if he's willing to accept Yadis in the beginning, but then he retracts, you have a 12-month period. So why not say that's when you have an Eved Ariel during these 12 months? So Gemara says, you're right. He could have given two answers. He gave one of the two answers, but this also would have been a very good answer. They're holding on to him for 12 months. Then the Gemara has another story about the Shalach Rabin Mishrei de Rabbi Elai. Rabin sent in the name of Rabbi Elai, V'chol Rabosai, and in the name of all the Rabbanim. Armuli, they said to me, Mishmo, in his name, Ezehu Eved Arel, what's an example of an Eved Arel? Shemutu Lekaima, that you're allowed to hold on to. Ze Shalach Rabo Amanash Lolamuno. If the master, the Jewish master, initially buys him, on condition not to give him bris milah, that was stipulated in the beginning, that's an example of an Eved Arel. So Amru Rabbanan Kami de Rapapa, so the Talmidim said to Rapapa, Kiman, who authored that statement, Delok Rabbi Kiva, can't be Rabbi Kiva, Di Rabbi Kiva Amar Ein Mekayimen. You're never allowed to hold on to them. You can't hold on to them, even Almanas, even a stipulation shouldn't work. You have to get rid of an Eved Arel. So Amru Rapapa, Rapapa responds back to the Talmidim, Afilu Temer Rabbi Kiva, even Rabbi Kiva will allow for this. Why? Hani Mila Hechadullah Asin Behadeh. The only time that Rabbi Kiva says you have to get rid of them right away is when there's no Tanai in the beginning. Aval, Hecha de Asni. But when you make a Tanai, so the Tanai is binding, and you are allowed to hold on to such an Eved.
What's the Tanai that you're making?
That we're purchasing him not to give him a bris milah, buying him on condition that he does not get a bris milah. The question is, why does that Tanai work? What's the reason in the first place you have to be mal and Eved? So once you forget that reason, then you can understand why we allow the Tanai work. Rashi doesn't really explain much here. I'm not sure. It's possible. Okay, I'm not going to suggest. I don't know. So now that we have this, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana, Amrish L'Shmaisa, Kamei D'Rav Zvid Min Har Dai. Rav Kana heard this very nice, wonderful Torah. He related over to Rav Zvid. And Amar Leh, so Rav Zvid said, wait a second. This is a very interesting answer now. Nihachi, that's the case. If Rabbi Kiva can even hold of this situation of a Tanai, that you could have an Eved Orel with this Tanai, Ki Kamerle Rabbi Kiva Belokech Eved Ben Ashmashos, Velospuk Lemulo, when we had to give that very strange answer of who the Eved Eved Orel is, who keeps Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva said, Dafka, the one who was bought during Ben Ashmashos, why not say Lishnei Leha? Say it's a case where you bought the Eved with the Tanai, and that's where you have an Eved Orel who would you have to make sure to keep Shabbos. Gemara says, "Ultameich l'shelehach." So according to your reason, give the other answer. I guess the other answer of the one above about the Pascha Milsa. That one. So Gemara says, "You're right." Elochad mitrei v'tlas tamei kamar. One of two or three. Really, there are three answers we could have given for Rabbi Kiva. There are three scenarios where you can't have an eved Ariel. They gave one of them. They gave for some reason the most unlikely case. But either way, there are three. The three are the Eved Ben Shmashos. Second one is Lo Pascha Milsa. He said in the beginning, I don't want to do it. And the third one, where you actually made a Tanai. Slightly, very similar to the second one. Second one is you didn't make a Tanai, but the Eved said, I'm not going to be Jewish. So I'm all the way around. No, he said he's going to be Jewish. He's going to be Jewish. Then he's Chozer. Yeah, I want to be Jewish, but then he's Chozer. So then we're Megalgalim with him for 12 months. That's case two, where he's an Eved Orel for 12 months. And this third scenario is where there's a Tanai in the beginning. Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, all three of these Rabbanim, were sitting Akila the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, on the entranceway of the house, I think, of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. When they were sitting, the Kamri, and they're saying the following, the Ir Achas Haisa Beretz Yisrael, there's one city that exists in Eretz Yisrael, V'Ratzu Avadeh HaLamul, and Avadim refused to receive a Brismila. And they were dealing with them, allowed them to stay on for 12 months to see how things would play out. And after 12 months of them not willing to receive the bris milah, they sold them back to the goyim. So Kaman, who do they hold like? They were wondering. Ki hai tana, they hold of the following tana. The tana halokech eved min ha'uvit kochavim. If you buy an eved from a goy, you deal with them for 12 months. Lo mal, chozer mocho lov dechachavim. And if they refuse to after 12 months, you sell them back. So they hold of that tana kama. And the Seifa, the other opinion in this Brisa, is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein Mashin Oso Beretz Yisrael. You do not allow him to stay on for even a moment in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Mipnei Hefset Taros. Because Hefset Taros, Rashi explains Hefset Taros, Shemitame Esat Chumos, Shemitame Chumos. So wait a second. The Goyim are not Metame anything. There's no Tuma for a Goyim. Says Rashi, the Ovid Kochavim Gazu Alav Sheyetame Kizav L'chol Dvar. The Gemara Nida tells us that they were Gozer on a Ovid Kochavim to be have dimmer a zav, even though they're not really a zav, and therefore the matami things midirbanim. That's part of the sugyas of Chanukah. Chanukah, why is it shem and tamei? How do goyim make a shem and tamei? Goyim are not really tamei. There's no tuma by them. So they have to explain that the gzera, this gzera here, that the tumas zav lechol dvarav, it was tumas midirbanim that they were goers on. Then the Gemara continues and says another situation where you can't allow for an eved to stay on board if he doesn't get a bris milah is ubiir hasmuchel a saper. If it's Rashi explains a saper is in marka belaz kid krach hamavdil bein eretz yisrael leretz ha'amim. That it's a city that borders between eretz yisrael and the outer countries. So what's the concern? Why can you not hold on to such an eved? He says because ein mashin also kol ikr at all shema yishma davar. He might hear something veyelech veyomer lechaver. They're going to tell his obi kachavim tell his. His goyish friend, and you know,
close by.
Exactly, and cause trouble.
War.
What?
Cause
fighting war. In a war, right? Imagine,
like now,
danger.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so those are two. But if it's chutzlarts, says according to even Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar, will allow a Eved Kanani to stay on board without a bris milah if it were to be in chutzlarts. Only in Eretz Yisrael, or it's a bordering city, would it be a problem? Tanya, the Brisa says Rabbi Chanina. Chananya b'nosha Rabbi Gamliel Omer, b'pnei ma gerim b'zman hazeh m'unim v'yusun ban alem. Why b'zman hazeh? We find that gerim who converts, they go through so many tsaros. So why is that? B'pnei shelo kaimu sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. because they did not hold on to the Shem Mitzvahs when they were Goyim, they did not keep them. So now they're being punished for this. Very strange. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shelo Kaimu Sheva Mitzvahs, Bodin of the Chachavim. While they were Goyim, they did not keep the Mitzvahs like they were supposed to. V'ad Hash, up until now, Lo Yifru, they did not receive punishment in Minayu, De Pranios, Genuza Lehem, Lasilavo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to Pranios, they'll receive it Lasilavo, but now they're going to just get Tzchar Olam Hazeh. Aval Kishmas Gairin, once they convert, Nifron Mehem Kedei Lamar Muchavasa. Now that they're Jewish, so we want to cleanse them and give them full kapara in order for them to enjoy a very much enjoyable Olam Haba. So that's why now they're getting punished. That's according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Gamliel. Then Rabbi Yossi Omer, what do you mean? Gairish and his Gaira Kikadan Shinola Dami. Why should they be responsible for anything they did when they were Goyim? Aren't they completely reborn now? And anything they did in the past was history? And this is going to be an issue we're going to see coming up in the upcoming Dafim about, let's say, for example, a Goy has children. So a Goy is Mekayim Puruvu or Yeshevas Yotra. Let's say he has children and converts. And he converts his children with him. Do we view his children now as Jewish, as converts, as his children? Is he Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu right now? Or do we really erase everything that took place in the past? So we're going to be seeing more of this over the next few days, I think. So therefore, Biosi says that can't be why they're getting Yitzaros, because what they did in the past, because they're converted and they're completely reborn now. So what pshat? Why are they getting so many Yitzaros, says Rabbi Yossi? El mipneish mamunin lefisha ein bikin bedikduke mitzvos ki Yisrael, because they're not so medactic. Now they have more responsibility, and they didn't grow up religious. They didn't grow up Jewish even. So they don't know any of the mitzvahs, so they have a much harder time. And there's, yes.
We're still talking about an event?
No, now we're talking about a ger. Not mamish a ger. So this is interesting because we do find sometimes that the Gerim were more medactic than someone who was born Jewish. I think Baram Pesachim talks about a case of having a chabura with Gerim, and the Gerim were more medactic than us. I think there's such a Gemara, I don't remember exactly. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Abba Chanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, the fish ain't osin me'ava el me'yura. Because they're not doing it for the right reasons. Rashi says, Meira, Meira's Gehenim, Hapronios, Hamura, Alem. So, I guess what he's trying to say is they converted because they, let's say, they saw the Emes, but they're more concerned of what's going to be in the end. All the Gehenim that they were hearing about, not because they loved Hashem, because they feared Hashem, and that wasn't the proper intentions. Now, it's very hard for us to understand that. And even Meira. What?
High level.
Yeah, I mean, even Avodah Meir is a level. It's a high level. It's not even Shalom Lishma. I think it's still considered Lishma, maybe. But even in Shalom Lishma, a person wouldn't get punished. Let's see, does Tosa say anything here?
Ava Meira. First of all, you need Ira in order to get to Ava.
Right, so look at Tosa. See, right? Shein Osim Ava El Meira. Perek Note, the Gemara, and Sota Mashma Shishneim Raim. Sound like they're both bad. I'm not sure what's good then. Uperk Shem says Mashmash and Shem Lashrach. Both of them are good. So for Omri, the Mihavas Hamakom, Omiras Hamakom, Havi Tervail Lashrach, Mihavas Adam, Omiras Adam, Tervail the Giru. So that's what it means. Because you're scared and because you love man, that's going to be Lira, Giruza. But if it's because Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, that's both going to be good. That makes more sense. Oh, or he suggests, like Rashi says in the Gemara and Sota, that Me'avas Schar, he loves a Schar, not he loves Hashem, he loves a Schar, Ukigon, Shem Loha Yelo Schar Toa Al Rishonos. If he doesn't get Schar, he's going to retract and give up on all the previous things he's done. Vein Osa Ela Amnas Lakaba Pras, that's what it means, that's why it's bad. Umiyira Hainu Miras Ona, she's scared of punishment. But Hacha here, Kasha Denaka Me'ava Lashvach, Umiyir Lagrusa, Hai Matsal Memra Ipcha O Tervai Lagrusa O Tervai Lashvach. Okay, so at the end of the day, what we'll work with is the read that says the Pasuk Gemara refers to Mi'ava would be Mi'avas Hashem, I guess. And here must be Yiras Adam, I guess you have to say. So then the Gemara says, finally, Achayim Romim, Mipnei, what's the reason why Gerim have so many Tzaros Bizmanazem? Mipnei Sheshow Atman, Mikarnes Tachas Kanfei Shechina. Very interesting. Because they delayed entering into the covenant, and that's why they're punished. They should have done this sooner. What? Yeah, which is fascinating. They're punished for that. So, Amar Rabbi Abo, Visema Rabbi Chanina, my crow, what's the pasuk? Yishalim Hashem Palacha, Viti Maschurchta Shlema, and Mim Hashem, okay, Yisrael Shabasa, Lachsos Vigomer. They read it Lachsos Tachas Knafav. So Hashem's going to pay your actions, and you'll be rewarded, a complete reward from with Hashem, that you came underneath Tachas Hashchina. So Rashi says, Asher batani, Asher batat, you came, Shemiharta v'lo yicharasa, because you were so quick in becoming, referring to Rus, in becoming Jewish, so therefore you get schar, implying that if someone delayed coming in, they would be punished for that. There's a Baam Tosos here. We still have time. So Baam Tosos writes, Asher basa lachsos, peret shemiharta, that you were quick, that Rus was quick in becoming Jewish, v'tema, the Beperek Misha Amma Harini Nazir, the Shama Chaver of Amr Vani, you hear a person say, I'm a Nazir. And then the person says, I too. So the person also becomes a Nazir. Omer Rus Bas Benosha Eglon, Benosha Balak, Melch Moav Haisa. So Rus was the granddaughter of Eglon, who was the son of Balak, the king of Moav. Uchshetachshav Shnosav Shel Ehud, Sharag Eglon, when you calculate the years of Ehud, who had killed Eglon, Ad Sof Yomim Shel Avtson, Amach Dainu Boaz, until the generation of Boaz, Timsa Yoshmi Masaim Shana, there's more than 200 years, Ulez Zik Nasa Nasa, and it wasn't until Rus was old that she got married, the Vilti Lechas Achrei Abuch Bachrim. So why are you going after the young ones? Go after the older ones. No, it's the other way around, that Boaz was old or she was old? Rus was old. Rus was younger. Boaz was old. So what's the question? If Rus was old, I understand, then that's the Kasha. If Rus was old, the Kasha would be, so why is she rewarded? She delayed for many years becoming Jewish. If Boaz was old, but she was young, so what's the Kasha? Maybe he's implying that she was also old. But Esek Nusa, isn't the Pasuk saying that, why don't you go for one of the younger boys? Why are you running after me? So that's what they say. It's implied that he was old, but they infer that she was also old. That's how they explain. She must have been also. She was 40. So I guess that was old then. So I'm not sure. If she was old, so why was he saying run after one of the younger men? Go with someone your age would make more sense. But okay, either way. So we're learning from here that she was old. So if she was old, so why was she rewarded for becoming...
Because it says, the Pasuk says, bat lachasot. And bat...
No, I understand that she became quick. Now, the question is, Tos is asking that she was 40 years old when she became a convert. So she was old. That wasn't bus. It wasn't quick like you just said. It wasn't miharta. She didn't do it quickly. She waited, 27 years after she, or 28 years after she became 12, that she started having a das that she converted. So why is that considered miharta? So Tosfos answers, "V'yesh lomar de bas benosha Eglon lav dafka." It doesn't really mean the granddaughter of Eglon. Ela klomar de mizara haisa. She may have been a kimo ben benosha nimrod. She may have been a bas basha Eglon. She was a great great granddaughter of Eglon, possibly, and she was much younger. She was 20 maybe when she converted. We don't know the exact year, and that's how we get around the problem. So she was very quick in becoming a convert. Okay, shkoyach. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shkoyach.